Welcome to the Yes, MLMs Please podcast. I'm your host, Beck Sadik. I'm a network marketing top earner, a total champion for the network marketing industry, and I am also the founder of the Yes, MLMs Please community, the number one community on the internet for network marketers and social sellers. I built my business to the top using current social media strategies and a no BS approach to network marketing. This show is all about bringing you the most up-to-date tips, plus no BS truth bombs to help you grow your business. Together, we can up-level the entire network marketing industry. What's up, my friends? Beck Sadik here, and I am pumped to welcome you to the Yes MLM show and my newly branded podcast. I decided it was time for a rebrand of just about everything I do, and it felt fitting to rebrand this show to the same mission as my Facebook group, the Yes MLMs Please movement. By the way, if you're not in that group yet, you're going to want to go ahead and get your butt in there. So I linked it down in the show notes for you so you can go jump in. But if you don't know about my Facebook group, I run the number one community on Facebook for network marketers, social sellers, direct sellers, whatever it is that you want to call this crazy profession that we're in, right? And I started the group about 18 months ago because I was sick and tired of seeing the same annoying statement every time I was in a Facebook group. And I'm guessing if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably in network marketing too, right? So you've probably heard the same thing over and over again. You've probably seen it. I'm guessing you roll your eyes just like me, or it stresses you out just like me, right? But the statement is somebody will ask for a recommendation, whether that is skincare, a supplement, a protein shake, leggings, whatever it is, right? Like I sometimes ask for recommendations in a Facebook group that I love, but 99% of people next to their recommendation will then type, no MLMs, please, right? So I'm looking for this recommendation, but no MLMs, please. In other words, I want to buy something, but I'm not going to buy from an MLM. Drives me freaking crazy. Okay. So I decided to start a group where MLMs were not just tolerated, but actually celebrated, and where we encourage people to do business with each other in a non-spammy, non-weird way. Okay. So I've been in this industry now for 13 years. I've been in network marketing, and I really fell in love with it pretty quickly. It's not something that I personally ever really knew much about. I grew up in New York City. There weren't a lot of Tupperware parties happening. So I was really introduced to network marketing randomly about 13 years ago. And I did not have any real like preconceived perceptions of the industry, but I very quickly learned from having conversations with people that many people think that network marketing or MLM, it's either a pyramid scheme or it's predatory. Right? Like I love the predatory one. I'm like, what are you even talking about? But my belief is that it's just like any other business, right? There's good, there's bad. Some people fail, some people succeed. And I believe that network marketing in general just gets a really bad rap. And I love the fact that in 2024, we're starting to see the perception change a little bit. And I credit a lot of that to the rise of affiliate marketing and influencer marketing, right? Like more and more people are selling things through social media and making a commission off of it. So it's becoming more and more normalized, which I love. But back to the group, right? So I'd personally prefer to buy from a fellow network marketer than a big box store if I need something, right? So if I need like skincare or makeup or, you know, a supplement that I can't get through my specific company, I love this industry. I love the people in it. And I think that this industry create some of the highest quality products out there. Okay. So I'd always prefer to buy from somebody in network marketing, which is part of the reason why we created this group, right? The Yes MLMs movement was born so that network marketers had a place to connect and network and yes, buy from each other and sell to each other. So while all that's great, there was another big piece to this that was really important to me. And that was that we buy and sell from each other, but without the sleaze that can sometimes exist in this industry. So If our goal is to uplevel the perception of the industry, then guess what? We also have to uplevel our behavior. So if you are a member of the group, you know that I limit the spam, right? And if you're listening to this and you've had like a post being waiting to be approved for like 2 years, it's probably not approved because it didn't follow the rules and guidelines. So I have ground rules for the group to keep this group a place where network marketers can, yes, sell to each other, but nobody wants to be in a group that's just another buy and sell group. Nobody wants to be in a group that is just tons of people spamming and trying to recruit each other. You guys, sometimes the posts in this group become that, and it's not attractive. Right? Like as network marketers, we have to watch our behavior, right? We have to show up in a professional way. We have to show up in a way that does not feed the narrative that so many people try and put on network marketing. So that's why I put some ground rules into place because the same way that you don't want to get on your public social media channels and just turn people off, you also don't want to do it inside of a private Facebook group, right? So if you learn how to post inside of our private Facebook group, here's the really cool thing. It's a win-win because it's also going to help you connect and post on your public social media channels. So what we did was we created the Friday Share What You Sell post. So every single Friday, I make a post which says share what you sell below, and you can jump down there and you can promote to your heart's consent on that specific thread every single Friday. And it's really cool because we see people actually doing business with each other on that post. I get messages pretty much on a daily basis from people saying, "Hey, thanks so much for this group. I learned something today," or "I bought something today. I made a new friend today. Somebody that I'd never met before bought for me today." So it's really cool to see that happen. So outside of the Friday What You Sell post, we encourage people to post questions around network marketing, right? Questions around attraction marketing. If we've never met before, by the way, attraction marketing is how I've built my business to the very top. I'm very passionate about it. I partner with the number one attraction marketing company in the industry, and do some coaching and training for them. So I bring some of that inside of the group as well. We encourage people to post product recommendations, right? Anything going on in the profession or industry. If you have something you're looking for, like, "Hey, I'm looking for a new mascara," we encourage people to post in there. And it's a great way to connect with people, and it's also a great way to do business. So, of course, we also recommend that you keep things classy. So no bashing other companies or other leaders, although I've seen it happen in the group, it does not happen often. So our group is now over 14,000 network marketers strong. People are connecting, networking, buying, and selling in a classy way on a daily basis. It is literally exactly what I was hoping for. So also inside of that group, you're going to find that I do monthly trainings. Part of my mission is to uplevel the industry with current and non-spammy strategies and to teach the methods of attraction marketing that I've learned over the past several years that has helped me build my current network marketing business to over 100,000 people. Okay. So here's the really cool thing is I started my business 6 years ago and I brought not a single leader from my prior network marketing company with me. And I have not a single friend or family on my team. So what that means is that I have built a team to over 100,000 people by leveraging attraction marketing and social media. I want people to know that even if your warm market sucks, or maybe you don't want to sell to your warm market, that social media has completely changed the way we can build a network marketing business. Listen, I built my very first business in this industry doing home parties and hotel meetings and harassing friends and family. I did it and I did a pretty good job of it. I didn't love it, right? I love what this industry provides, but for me, that just wasn't how I wanted to build, right? So I love that social media allows you to find, attract, and sell to your ideal clients. All you need to do is learn how to find them. So these are some of the types of strategies I teach in the group. And again, I hope you get your butts in there. I'm excited to be bringing this newly branded show to you. I really want to hear from you guys too about what it is that you want to learn more on this podcast. So shoot me a DM at Beck Sadik on Instagram. But these are the type of strategies that you're going to find that I teach. And as a thank you for listening to my newly branded podcast, I'm going to give you a free guide today, which is a guide I created for network marketers to help you build a brand new warm market on social media. It is a step-by-step guide of exactly how I teach and train my team to do this. And you can go ahead and find the guide in the show notes. I'd also love it if you are excited about this show to go ahead and leave me a 5-star written review. And I am pumped to see you guys on the next episode.